If you love Christmas, then all your Christmases have come at once.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas!
This is Christmas Podding, the podcast dedicated to all things Christmas.
Hi.
Who is it?
It's Carol Singers.
This is Christmas Podding's 12 Days of Christmas Podcasts, a podcast every day from now till Christmas Day.
Good King Wenceslas, look out.
Now, here's your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
Yeah, hi everyone. Welcome along to Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. This is our 12 Days of Christmas podcast, a podcast every day between now and Christmas Day. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Merry Christmas, Vanessa.
Hello,
how are you?
Hello, Merry Christmas. Look, loving this. I mean, third day in a row. How good is it?
I'm getting a bit tired, I'll be honest with you.
But already?
I know.
We're only 3 days in.
I know.
Newsflash, 9 to go.
I know. Look, hang with us, folks.
Come on.
There's so much to talk about between now and Christmas Day. Coming up on today's episode, novelty Christmas gifts. We're going to explore these. One of the most famous people in the world has given one thinking it was hilarious. Yeah. I want to ask the question, funny or lame?
Okay.
I'm already putting in a lame vote. Just getting that out there nice and early.
I don't mind a novelty gift.
And the Christmas Eve box is a new sort of tradition doing the rounds. We'll bring that up on today's show. I've heard about making a present on Christmas Eve, why you do it and what you should put in it. We'll find out a little later on. Let's start with Christmas food that's jumped the shark. When I say that, how would you feel about Christmas lasagna or a deep-fried Christmas? These are just some of the options doing the rounds for Christmas 2020. We love our Christmas food. We're up for anything, really.
Yeah.
Christmas lasagna. I can't even think where you put it.
I'm trying to unpack this in my mind. So I'm thinking maybe a turkey mince, some roast potato layers, maybe a ham layer as well.
You've actually sold
gravy.
Me. You've sold me in the first 30 seconds. I love the sound
cheese.
Of it already.
I agree. Like, I think I would get on board for that.
I reckon that maybe a Christmas lasagna in terms of using up old goods. So you've got a bit of ham left from the fridge. Good way to get rid of all the old stuff. But anything Italian-esque, and I know Italians love their Christmas, doesn't ring Christmas to me.
Look, I think perhaps we pivot this, and if the Christmas lasagna is as a Christmas leftover, which we also love to talk about, leftover food as well, I feel like as a leftover it's awesome, but I don't think I would serve lasagna on Christmas Day.
You imagine you've got the choice of, freshly sliced ham. Oh, there's a piece of Nana's Christmas lasagna.
It's also because it's so heavy that, one of the wonderful things about the Christmas lunch table is the variety of foods and that, you put 10 things on your plate because you want to try a little bit of everything. But lasagna is so rich and heavy that it feels like you might fill up on that quite a lot and not have enough room for the rest of the beautiful Christmas food.
One of the new trends is battering everything, like a deep fried Christmas, just whack everything in some batter and put it like that.
What Christmas food would you deep
fry? Oh, just those little chipoletta things, those little...
little sausages.
Yeah, I don't mind those. They usually come wrapped in bacon. If you wrapped it in bacon and then deep fried it, only way to make it better.
I've got an idea. Deep fried Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, that's a nice idea too. If you coat them in a bacon
no
layer.
No one likes Brussels sprouts.
No one likes them.
But they feel like they need to serve them at Christmas. So let's deep fry them.
Aldi's doing a vegan turkey. It's a meat-free turkey. It's part of their new plant-based range. They're now saying it's meat-free, tasty Christmas alternative. It's made from soya, stuffed with cranberries, red peppers and apricots, pumpkin seeds. Look, everything about that sounds really nice. Yeah. Cranberries, red peppers, pumpkin seeds, barbecue glaze. You lost me at meat-free turkey. And you're the queen of the turkey.
All right, side note. Have you noticed how much plant-based meat there is now in the shops? Like, I've actually been at the supermarket lately and, picked up a packet going, oh, sausages for Wednesday night's barbecue. Great. And then go, what? Meat-free.
I've done the same thing. It was almost an accidental purchase.
Yeah.
This new packaging looked great.
Yeah, it does.
Because I'm drawn to anything new in the supermarkets. I literally picked it up and as I was putting it in the trough, I read meat-free.
Okay, and here's my second point. Do vegetarians actually want to eat a meat alternative that looks exactly like the meat they're trying to avoid? Like, I'm actually really confused by this concept. Like, I think, yes, a lot of vegetarians substitute in some chickpeas or what, you know, they get another source of protein, lentils or kidney beans or tofu. I think, do they want an exact replica of the meat? I don't quite understand.
One of the worst meals I ever had was when I tried some not bacon back in 1996.
Why?
I remember, well, it was given to me by a friend. He said, oh, I'm going to have some not bacon. You're right, mate. That's definitely not bacon.
No, but also, I feel like that the food technology has come a really long way.
Yeah,
whereas
has.
I reckon if someone put that non-turkey, non-meat turkey on the table, you probably wouldn't know the difference.
Oh, no, it's embarrassing. If you're going to have a meat-free turkey, but how would you? I know you spend so much time baking your turkey every year. Now, we've talked about turkey rolls. They're a cheaper alternative.
Yep.
Are you interested in a meat-free turkey?
No. Personally, no. Okay. I would never buy or cook the meat-free turkey or eat it. If somebody was a vegetarian and they wanted to bring it along, I'd say that's fine. Like, my sister's a vegetarian, so, but I think...
Which sister?
Fiona.
Oh. I had a couple of lines. I'm pretty sure in previous episodes I've said my favourite sister.
Yeah.
She's just plummeted to the bottom of the pile.
Okay. You don't like vegetarians.
Hi, Fiona. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. You're off the Christmas card list.
Isn't she just?
But I would, in that scenario, if she was like, oh, can I bring this meat-free turkey? I'd be like, you do you, but I'm not providing turkey.
Put it in the corner if you want to cook it and bake it and leave it for someone
just
else.
Don't put it near my real turkey.
Look, I think some of these ideas have jumped the shark just a little. I'm open to anything. I'll try most things, but let's just stick to the classics, I think, for Christmas Day.
Yeah.
We are going to talk novelty Christmas gifts in just a second. Is it worth the effort? And which major celebrity has given her brother-in-law one for Christmas? We'll find out on Christmas Podding up next.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas, with your hosts Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
Available now, just in time for Christmas. It's Christmas Podding's podcast playlist. Liam and Ness's ultimate list of Christmas classics like this.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas, with your hosts Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
Hi everyone, thanks for joining us. This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. This is our 12 Days of Christmas podcast. We're doing a podcast every day between now and Christmas Day. Let's talk novelty Christmas gifts for a second. Funny or lame, Meghan Markle gave Prince William a spoon, like a novelty spoon, and on it it said cereal killer. Oh, I get it. You've killed the cereal. Novelty Christmas gifts. I'm going to put in a vote for I hate novelty gifts.
Okay, okay.
Not my favourite thing at all. I think if you're going to give a gift, at least make it personal and meaningful. I mean, my wife the other day said you can get Christmas toilet paper.
Yep.
And I said, that's great. She said, we should give it. No, there's nothing funny about that at all. Have I lost all sense of humour?
Yes, I think you have.
Is it funny?
I think absolutely novelty gifts have a place within the general Christmas gift giving. So for your spouse, for example, like, perfect opportunity. I mean, of course, you're going to give a serious, bigger, normal gift. But, like, what's not to love about a novelty gift? Or it's probably the kids as well. Like, my kids love a novelty gift. And I remember being a kid and seeing for the first time those little reindeer where you, like, press their head or whatever and a jelly bean comes out.
It's
a little chocolate-flavoured jelly bean and it's their little poo coming out the end. Mm. And it was hilarous, you know, the first time we saw it.
Couple of points. You've said poo twice in about two podcasts, so okay.
That's fine.
I'm sensing the theme.
What's wrong with that?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just sensing there's a
Thanks
story about your dog.
It out. Oh,
it's a bit awkward. But I have a real thing against Christmas-themed gifts. I'm going to mental note and put that down for a future episode. I don't like gifts that have anything to do with Christmas on them. Because it's not really a gift then. It's like it's part of the season. So I know why'd you roll your eyes? You just rolled your eyes at me.
Because.
Why?
I love Christmas-themed gifts. Like, I think it's so legit.
Someone gives you one of the Christmas fishes that sings jingle bells.
Yeah, you gave me a Christmas cookie jar one year.
Was it a Christmas cookie jar?
Yes.
Oh, what a dud gift that was. And did you keep it? No. No. You gave it away.
But it played Christmas music when you opened the lid.
So you could hear who was stealing the cookies at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you broke your own rule.
Yeah. What's the point? I can still not like it.
Okay.
And give you... I actually thought long and hard about that gift. Firstly, it wasn't a cheap gift. Secondly, I know you bake a lot. Thirdly, I knew you would have used it. Fourthly, horribly offended that you gave it away. Okay, I got 4, 5, and 6. I could keep going.
I actually can't remember why I got rid of it because I wish I still had it. Like, I'd like
perfect
for
Christmas
it now.
Time.
Yeah. Like, my kids would love that now, but it was pre-kids that you gave it to me.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It was only in the last 5 years.
No, it wasn't. It was not when we worked together. I mean, sorry, it was when we worked together initially. It was such a long time ago.
It wasn't. I
dispute
that.
But also, I'm very offended that you threw out the Christmas tie that I gave you last year. Or was it 2 years ago?
Dud gift. Novelty gift.
Fun gift.
Yes.
Like, go to the Christmas carols, wear your Christmas tie. Come and record the 12 Days of Christmas podcast, wear your Christmas tie. You go to the kids' end of year school concert, wear the Christmas tie.
Possibly. But you know what? Here's another thing. See, you don't know me at all. When was the last time, and you've known me for 15 years.
Yeah.
When was the last time I've worn a tie?
Okay. I've rarely seen you wear a tie.
Do you know why I don't wear a tie?
Yes.
Because I have a fat neck.
Why you're sitting here now with your button undone. Like, you undo, like, the three top buttons. Like, you're showing a bit too much chest hair now.
It's funny you say that because I just spoke to my wife on Skype just before we did the podcast.
Yes.
I hadn't spoken to her today. And she said, geez, you're showing a bit of chest hair today. She said it half an hour ago. I didn't even think.
You are.
Am I?
Yes. Like, it's down to your sternum.
To my waist.
Like, you know, thankfully not waist.
70s style.
But it's definitely down to your sternum.
My point. The reason I didn't like the Christmas tie.
Because,
okay. Let me finish. The reason I didn't like the Christmas tie is because, A, I have a large neck and I don't wear ties at the best of time. Novelty ties are even smaller than normal ties. They don't even go full size. It's like a three-quarter size tie.
All right, it was from the cheap shop and it was an elastic band, not an actual do-up tie.
See, I'm starting to get anxious about Christmas gifts. I'm thinking, okay. Oh, no, Vanessa wants to do gifts this year. I'm already thinking about it. Are you telling me, you know, I'm probably going to buy you a novelty gift now out of spite?
Well,
just because
but
I can.
It wouldn't be spite for me. Like,
you'd
could
love
you
it.
Maybe get me another cookie jar, please?
You should never have thrown that out. That was a good cookie jar.
I know.
It was a really good one.
I just don't know why. I must have been moving house or something. I don't know.
Vanessa, it was in the house you've been in for the last 10 years.
No, I believe it was in the first.
I remember seeing it on your. No, I remember seeing it on top of your cupboard.
Really?
Yes. And it wasn't. You had kids. Your kids are, your kids are like 11.
Yeah, we've known each other for a long time.
No, anyway. All right, novelty gifts. It's a yay for you, is it?
Yes, yeah, okay. Absolutely. This is the time to do it.
You know when it is good? When you don't like the person. And that's what it says to me. Novelty gifts are good for people you don't like. So you get Tom in accounts for Secret Santa. Hey, Tom, it's the Donald Trump wearing a Christmas hat toilet paper roll for you. Look, funny novelty. I don't even like you, Tom.
Okay.
That's what it says to me.
Wow. All right, this is... turned very interesting.
On a number of fronts.
Yes.
I'm really self-conscious of my third button.
Can you please do up your
is
button
really that bad?
Now? Yeah, it's quite low.
So my wife told me. I don't mind it when my wife tells me. When other people tell me, I get really upset. Anyway, coming up in just a second, we are going to talk to the Christmas Eve box. This is a serious one. There's a new tradition that's been kicking around that we haven't done. I think this has got legs. This could be a great way for you to spend Christmas Eve with your family. We'll do that up next on Christmas Podding.
We're talking all things Christmas. You've downloaded Christmas Podding, a podcast that celebrates Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. Hey, we talk all things Christmas with our podcast today, every day between now and Christmas Day. It's our 12 Days of Christmas podcast. And have you heard of the concept of the Christmas Eve box before? Now, it's a little German tradition, opening presents the night before Christmas. Vanessa, you've got German roots. Mm-hmm. You do that sort of thing as well.
Yep.
But there's this new thing kicking around where you actually get a box, you fill it with stuff like, I'll give you examples, maybe a new pair of pajamas, a Christmas book, a little gift, maybe some little treats or something like that. And it's a great idea for the kids to get involved the night before. I'm all over this. I think it's a fantastic new tradition to do.
Yes, I've been seeing it a lot on a few of the Christmas Facebook pages. Now, another big thing I think in the Christmas box is people will put a Christmas DVD in there and then a Christmas mug and some hot chocolate and marshmallows and, as you said, the new pajamas. And so it's filled with these little Christmassy things and, oh, let's all gather around and do that on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
I do also agree that it's a great concept, but I've seen a lot of people shift it to the December 1st box because this has been my issue with it. We have plans on Christmas Eve.
Do you?
We go to church as a family.
Yep.
We do supper with the parents. We do, you know, our Christmas Eve kind of starts in the afternoon and then we're quite busy until like 9, 10 p.m. until we get home and put the kids to bed because they're exhausted and we know they're going to be up at the crack of dawn.
Yeah.
So I think, what's the point of a Christmas Eve box? Like, A, we're not home. We're out and about. We're doing other stuff. We can't watch a movie because we're busy. We've got other plans. So great. They've got one night to wear their pajamas and then it's not Christmas anymore. So this is, I think, why people are shifting it to a December 1 box so that they've got the month of December for their Christmas pajamas. They've got the month of December for their movie and their book and their little bits and bobs. So, look, I feel like a December 1 box I can definitely get on board for. But I just find the timing of the Christmas Eve box a little difficult.
We've been letting the kids open one present on Christmas Eve for the last couple of years. An idea we stole from you.
Yes.
Which I'm sure you stole from someone else. I mean, people have been doing it for a long time.
Oh, yeah. It's the long German tradition.
And it can't be a good one. It's got to be either the one from, you know, the neighbour or the family friend or something that, you know, isn't going to wreck tomorrow.
Not the main.
No, you've got to have this like a subsidiary present. I do like it on Christmas Eve, though. I think there's something nice about, you know, watching carols on the TV, you know, even if they're just going to bed, maybe watch the movie together. Like, it needs to be like a late Christmas afternoon, early evening. Hey, if you are planning a night in, we're going to watch a movie together. We're going to have some hot chocolate. Get into your little Chrissy PJs. Go to bed. You know, Santa's coming tonight type stuff. I think there's merit in it. If you do it at the start of December, but isn't that what advent calendars are for? Like, that's what the whole 30 days, 25 days of something every day. This is supposed to be on Christmas Eve. Doesn't matter when you do it. Just do it.
Oh, look. I know.
It's a great concept.
It is. Maybe it is just like an extra to starting the advent calendar. Yes. Is like, as we start the advent calendar. Actually, maybe you should put the advent calendar in the December 1 box.
Start it as a
And so that's part of it. Because, like, here's the other difficult thing too is the movie, I think, was a big thing that a lot of people put in these boxes.
Mm.
Who has DVD players anymore? We've all got Netflix. Mm. Like, how do you actually, you know, maybe you just put in a little typed voucher or something that says,
I've got a DVD player.
Do you watch it? Oh, you've got all your Christmas movies.
I've got
on
a few.
DVD.
Like, I've got 100 DVDs. But
I never use a DVD player.
Yeah, I mean, most of our stuff's on hard drive or Netflix or stuff
exactly.
That we've downloaded and we just keep it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look,
don't
overthink it.
That's the specifics.
Hey, there's a Netflix voucher in there. Whatever it is, do something because I think it prolongs the season, makes it special, and like this podcast has been saying the whole time, you're making memories for the kids. They'll remember it for you. Oh, we got a new pair of pajamas every year that we wore for 2 days and then we never saw them again.
Also, I think you should put your special Christmas decoration for that year in the December 1 box as well. Then you've got a special one to put on the tree.
I was wrapping it up. We're nearly finished.
And I just thought of that one. Because we always do a special decoration each year.
On the real tree or the second tree?
It depends
if it matches
the
colour scheme.
Choose.
Of course it does. Coming up in just a second, the best day to celebrate Christmas. This is controversial and it ain't Christmas Day. There's a whole new theory kicking around as to how you can have a better Christmas experience. We'll explain more next.
The most wonderful time of the year starts with a Christmas podcast. You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast where Christmas calls home with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. We're counting down the 12 days of Christmas podcast with a new podcast every day between now and Christmas Day. So when is the best time to celebrate Christmas Day? You'd think, as the name suggests, Christmas Day?
You would think the 25th of December.
No, some smart turkey has said, hey, Boxing Day has been voted the best Christmas Day ever. Here's why.
Okay.
It's a redo of the main day. All the fun without the pressure. All the leftover food without the pressure. People you actually want to spend festive time with. This reeks of your Christmas in July, because we did a Christmas in July.
Yep.
Everything we just mentioned then was ticked off every list. I'd be honest with you, I'm going to find Christmas to be a hard act to follow, because Christmas in July was so good this year. It was so good.
Yeah. Look, I can really see where this comes from, because I feel like we do put a lot of pressure on that one day, the actual Christmas day. And I've found myself even going like, are we having enough fun today? Like, is this day, you know, like, is this as good as all the build-up was worth? But I've had to kind of reframe that and go, it's not about the one day, it's about the season. Like, just get joy from different parts of the season. Don't load everything onto Christmas Day and making that perfect, because I feel like it's never going to live up to the hype of what we've been really aiming for all these months. But just to enjoy that week, that couple of weeks, that season, that time, like, don't pile all the pressure onto December 25.
It's a really great statement. No one ever does that. That it is a day full of tension and stress, and you worry. And even I'm already thinking now, we've got all these guests coming over. Oh, they're going to like the food. Oh, I'll do the cooking while you guys sit out there and have your, you know, mimosas out by the pool, whatever you have to do.
I know.
Like, it's already a stressful day. We're not even there. And then we do a Christmas podcast and I'm stressed.
Oh, I know. You know? Well, I think the other really good thing about Boxing Day, as well as the leftovers, which always tastes better the next day, and yes, the stress of not, this is Christmas Day, we have to make everything so good, is that the cricket's on TV. Mm. So you've got another focus as well. Like, we just put the cricket on, like, you're just more relaxed. And yeah, I just think having something else there, like, because the cricket's on, like, my son always then wants to, in the innings break, like, get outside and play some cricket. And like, it has a really nice feel.
It's worth inviting friends over, though, isn't it? Like, when I look at the whole concept, I think that's the day that you want to pick your hand for you. Hey, you five, you're coming over. I've got a lot. Remember last year, I think a couple of years ago, I told you, we had a massive family do on Christmas Day. We had so much food that some bright spark said, let's do it again tomorrow. We all turned up the next day. There was just as much food. We did it. It was actually a redo.
Yeah.
First day was pretty good. Second day was even better.
Even better?
It was just,
love it.
And there wasn't even any pressure on the first day. The more people there, I reckon the less pressure there is, because it's spread out amongst 30 or so people. That was a big Christmas. 30 people is a lot of people for Christmas Day. But on Boxing Day, it's an untapped resource, Boxing Day. I reckon there's something in it. You might have to invite some people over, start a new tradition, you know, the leftovers, whatever it is you do. And as you said, a day by the pool or watching the cricket, that's a fun day to me.
So good.
I agree. We're going to wrap it up real soon. Got a mailbag we'll get to you. We've got some good ideas of what you can be doing around your own home. And one of our own songs, I'm getting a lot of feedback, people saying it's the highlight of the show for them.
Is that right?
Don't burst the bubble. Hanging around. I honestly believe there'd be a number of listeners to this podcast that don't even get as far as the end.
Do you think?
And wouldn't even know that we sing at the very end of the show.
I hope today they listen.
Hang around. We're singing out the show. We're putting the show in show business. I told a friend the other day, I said, we're putting the hoe in show business. So, ho, ho, ho. Take it how you want. We'll wrap it up next.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas, with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. We're about to wrap up the show. Don't forget, another podcast tomorrow. Get in nice and early. Download, have a listen. We're doing 12 days of Christmas podcasts, a podcast every day between now, including Christmas Day. Mailbag time too. Thank you for sending through your emails. I'll do the first one.
Yep.
Grant has sent through. G'day, guys. My entire family, Grant, wife Kathy, Emily, Alex and Abby, we listen to this podcast every single episode. We do Christmas craft as a family, listening to Christmas Podding.
Love it.
We love that. Thank you, guys. I'm a little stuck on Christmas craft. I don't know what, I mean, I've never done that before.
We should have a session. You should bring your girls over and we do
of Christmas craft?
Well, you just make cards, which is what my daughter and I have been doing a lot through December. Or, I don't know, you just Google. Like, there's so many things online.
I'd rather give them $5 and send them to the cheap shop and say, all right, go and see who can buy the best Christmas paraphernalia for $5. Isn't that what you're making anyway?
No, it's the homemade thing. Like, you can make beautiful wreaths. You can make decorations for the tree or for the table.
All of which you can buy at the cheap shop.
Yeah, or you can have the satisfaction and the pleasure of handcrafting that.
But mine doesn't look as good as the cheap shop.
Doesn't matter. People hey guys, appreciate the thought.
We hope you have a great Christmas and thank you for listening. We really appreciate it.
Okay. Also, a big shout out to Alexia, who is a great supporter of the podcast. She loves all the variety of topics, but
we're running out, Alexia. We really overextended ourselves by doing 12 days of Christmas
I know,
podcast.
So, keep tuning in.
They're going to get shorter and shorter, folks.
She loves when we talk about things like decor, Christmas etiquette around family and friends. She just loves our practical tips around Christmas. She's not quite sure where she heard about us from. It might have been listening to another podcast or searching for Christmas podcasts because people want to really get into the spirit at this time of year.
We're the top recommendation on Elf Radio. They put us at the top and said, if you want to listen to a Christmas podcast.
Absolutely.
This is Australia's only Christmas podcast.
Exactly.
Thank you, Elf Radio.
Now, her favourite Christmas food, Alexia, is mashed potatoes and gravy. And she also loves to make Christmas crack or muddy buddies. Now, I know what Christmas crack is, and she's right, it's delicious. But have you ever heard of a muddy buddy?
I haven't heard of either.
Oh. Christmas crack is where you get these like salada biscuits, like savoury biscuits, and then you make this caramel that you spread over the top, and then chocolate, and then you sprinkle on whatever you want, but it could be Christmas sprinkles or it could be cranberries and almonds or pistachios or whatever, and then you let it set and you just break it into these chunks. It is absolutely divine. I'm going to make you some.
I found caramel in a squeeze bottle the other day, which is, you know, like the caramel you get in tins now comes in a squeeze bottle.
Does it?
I've been eating it out of the bottle for the last couple of days.
Just straight in the mouth.
Absolutely.
Wow.
All right.
Anyway, thank you to Alexia for getting in touch. If you do want to be featured on the podcast, sure you write in.
Another episode tomorrow. Make sure you download it. Tell your friends. We're about to wrap it up with one of our own. This is legitimately us singing Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. As we like to say, it's never too early.
Never too late.
To wish someone a Merry Christmas.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in a new old-fashioned way. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Could I have my headphones up a little bit, please?
Is that yours?
Better.
Someone's been in here messing around with the equipment.
Honestly, how dare anybody else use this?
Anyone would think it was a shared microphone studio thing. Well, hi, everyone.
Do they sanitize these microphones?
Let me do my thing. No, they don't.
Is that a concern?
Probably. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. Bring in the Glen 20. You definitely had kids when I bought that cookie jar.
No.
It was only a couple of years ago.
No, it wasn't. No, it was in, it was definitely like circa 07, 08.
Yeah, I'd say it was more 012. Or 012. It was certainly 12. See, if I do this button up now, this is too tight.
It's not too tight. Still got like a whole hand.
I can't even breathe.
Oh, you can't. You've still got a whole hand width under your neck.
Actually, we've got to do that again.
We've got to get in the game.
We've totally just out of ourselves.
Okay, all right.
Hey, for those playing along at home, we're recording this in November, by the way. No one knows.